Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The shameful responses of the regimes in Muslim countries to the Jewish entity's aggression against Iran. Translated. Anyone observing the reactions of the existing regimes in the Muslim lands to the Jewish entity's attacks on Iran will feel deep sorrow and regret for the current state of Muslims. Some have merely condemned and denounced, others have expressed fear of chaos in the region as a result of these attacks. Some described it as a dangerous escalation. Others expressed concern over its repercussions on the Palestinian cause. Some even declared readiness to mediate between Iran and the Jewish entity. The best of them merely expressed willingness to support Iran in international forums, while some of these same countries opened their airspace for the planes of the Jewish entity to fly over, bomb Iran, kill and destroy, and then return without a single shot being fired at them. Others intercepted Iranian missiles and drones aimed at striking the Jewish entity, thus sparing them from being hit. Has it really come to this, O Muslims? Instead of witnessing Muslim countries racing to send planes, missiles, tanks, artillery and fighters to prevent the aggression of the illegitimate Jewish entity against a fellow Muslim country, we see timid condemnation and embarrassment. We see brazen offers of mediation as if the mediator is a neutral party unrelated to Islam and the Muslims, as if he is not the ruler of one of the largest Muslim countries, which was once the capital of the Khilafah Caliphate for 5 centuries. Even more disastrous are the regimes in the country situated between Palestine and Iran, those whose airspace the Jewish entity's planes pass through, and the regimes that intercepted Iran's missiles. The greatest calamity lies in the regimes that receive the citizens of the Jewish entity at their airports as they return to Palestine after the airports of the entity were shut down due to the Iranian strikes. We are well aware of the Muslims' yearning of jihad and to fight the Jews. We saw the joy of the people watching Iranian missiles and drones flying over their heads to strike the Jewish entity. We saw the celebrations in many Muslim countries when they witnessed those missiles and drones causing death, injury and destruction within the Jewish entity. They finally tasted a portion of what they had inflicted upon the Muslims in Gaza, Palestine, Lebanon, Syria and Yemen. A day came when they found themselves counting their dead, wounded and missing due to these missiles and drones, just as we have done in Gaza and continue to do so as a result of the Jewish entity's crimes and its mass extermination campaigns. O Muslims, you read the words of Allah the Exalted.
قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم وينصركم عليهم ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين ويذهب غيظ قلوبهم.
Fight them. Allah will punish them by your hands and will disgrace them and give you victory over them and satisfy the breasts of a believing people and remove the fury in the believers' hearts. Surah At-Tawbah. You yearn for the day when Allah grants you victory over the Jews, heals your hearts and removes your rage. As you read in the words of Allah, this comes through fighting them, as commanded by Allah. It is inevitable. It is part of your aqidah, doctrine, in the certainty of victory. The command and its result in the noble verse are like a condition and its response. The meaning is fight them, and if you fight them, Allah will punish them by your hands, disgrace them, grant you victory over them, satisfy your hearts and remove your rage. You may say, our rulers prevent us from fighting the Jews. That is true, and this necessitates uniting efforts to remove the Rawabidat, lowly rulers, who serve the Jews and the Kuffar, disbelievers, behind them. We in Hizb ut-Tahrir, the sincere leadership that never betrays its people, and the bearer of the project of the Khilafah Caliphate on the method of prophethood, call upon you to work with us and support us to remove these rulers and establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, so that Allah the Almighty may see from us and you what He loves, fighting the Jews and the colonial disbelievers and removing the illegitimate Jewish entity from existence, leaving no trace of it by the permission of Allah, the All-Powerful, the Almighty. And Allah will surely support those who support Him. Indeed, Allah is powerful and exalted in might. Surah Al-Hajj, verse 40, the centimeter office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.